With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the leader of Hamas has been assassinated in Tehran. The statement gave no details on how he was killed. State TV reported on his death early today. The head of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 steps down. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Paul Danes, who directed the Heritage Foundation's 2025 Presidential Transition Project, or Project 2025, is stepping down from his role in August, according to an internal email to staff. Danes' departure does not mean the project is shutting down. The work of Project 2025 will continue, according to a person familiar with the project who is granted anonymity. Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, said in a tweet, quote, "When we began Project 2025 in April of 2022, we set a timeline for the project to conclude its policy drafting after the two-party conventions this year, and we're sticking to that timeline. Paul will be departing the team and moving up to the front where the fight remains." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate lawmakers grill the Secret Service's acting director about law enforcement lapses in the hours before the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Senate Homeland Security Committee ranking member Rand Paul of Kentucky says the investigation into the July 13th incident is far from over.
Many questions remain unanswered about the planning and performance of security for July 13th. While a host of errors led to this security disaster, we now know local enforcement officers were suspicious of the shooter 90 minutes in advance of the shooting.
Ronald Rowe became acting director of the agency last week after Kimberly Cheadle resigned, but it was Rowe who was in charge on the day of the assassination attempt. The United States is now the first country in history to win more than 3,000 Olympic medals. It did have 2,975 going into the Olympics. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have concerns about presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
The public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention says if Harris wins the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, it will be concerning among pro-life advocates and those who hold to a biblical definition of marriage. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission notes that Harris is the first vice president to ever make an official visit to an abortion clinic. The ERLC also says that Harris supports the Equality Act, which many Christians view as a serious threat to religious liberty. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hundreds of people who are deaf are attending a virtual workshop service each week, thanks to Deaf Church Online. The digital outreach has a few thousand followers on Facebook. It connects with up to 300 people each week with views from the U.S., Canada, Japan, Australia, and Africa. Pastor Sarah Harris tells Light and Life magazine that the sessions have grown greatly. This is SRN News. Big tech holds back Wall Street, even as most stocks rise. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 indexes fell, while the Dow advanced.
U.S. stock indexes wavered to a mixed close on Tuesday. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 203 points, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.3%. The Russell 2000 index of smaller stocks rose 0.3%. PayPal and JetBlue Airways rallied after delivering stronger than expected results for the latest quarter. But more drops for big tech stocks, including Microsoft and Nvidia, kept the broader market in check. Treasury yields eased ahead of a decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve due Wednesday. Wall Street hopes it will hint that a cut to rates will arrive in September. Damian Troisi, New York.
Former President Trump's campaign spending $10 million advertising this week in six battleground states, the largest ad buy since January. More at SRNNews.com.